This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
Let me tell you a little bit about my guest. I very rarely get somebody this timely. His name is Stephen Stambolet. He is a lawyer based out of Madison, Mississippi. He has been practicing law for about a decade, but he's really into firearms law, and he's currently the co-counsel in a case, Young versus the State of Hawaii, in which, coming out of the Ninth Circuit, a three-judge panel has held that you have a right to carry openly outside the home. In other words, that elusive national reciprocity thing that everybody wants to vote for. Well, these judges said, well, that already exists. That's startling. Well, let's not talk about me. Let's talk to my guest, Stephen Stambolet. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how are you doing, sir?
Have I forgotten how to pronounce your last name already?
Stambolet. It's close enough.
Stambolet, okay.
Yeah, I respond to pretty much anything.
As I was reading that and spelling it over and over in my head, I was like, I forgot how to say it.
Yeah, no worry.
So let's talk about this case a little bit. Tell me about what Mr. Young was trying to do and how this all began.
So Mr. Young has filed three separate complaints, and he filed them without an attorney, meaning he was pro se. He did it without a lawyer. The first one he filed was prior to Heller, and he was dismissed. The second one he filed after Heller because, you know, the landscape had changed a little bit, and then he was dismissed. And then he filed another one after McDonald because, again, the legal landscape has changed, and he was dismissed again. So in 2012, Alan Beck, who is lead counsel on this, filed a notice of appeal for Mr. Young, and it took from December of 2012 up until February of 2018 for us to be granted oral argument. We actually argued this case in Hawaii. I want to say it was on February 12th or 13th of this year. And then we get an opinion on July 24th, where it was a 2-1 decision overturning the district court and saying a right exists outside the home for open carry. Hawaii is a very weird state, okay? It actually has a provision to give you a concealed carry license and an open carry license. However, the state of Hawaii doesn't issue either to just normal people. It said that they would issue it to a security guard, but they couldn't prove, they admitted it during oral argument that they've never issued a permit to anyone, you know, other than a security guard or someone like that. So to normal people, you're just SOL in Hawaii. Now, I guess we can boil it down to the right to keep and bear arms really only means the right to have a gun in your home.
In Hawaii.
Just to keep, we really didn't mean bear. What the founders meant truly was just to keep it in your house.
Yeah.
So clearly that's what they meant.
That's what was going on. And part of the problem for them, right, is that they haven't issued any to anybody ever. That's where the ninth, I mean.
So the record was, we haven't issued any permits since 2000. We don't have any records predating 2000, but we're pretty sure we didn't issue any then either.
It's okay.
Right. So, and there's where we are. But, you know, it's something, the Ninth Circuit with Peruta. Peruta was the case where they were going after California's basically may issue on an enhanced standard of need, kind of like New Jersey or New York. Peruta, the original Peruta decision, struck down that that additional need and said, "Nope, you can go get your permit." Well, the court went en banc and turned over the opinion, reversed the opinion, and said, "You know what? You don't have a right to conceal carry outside your house because historically that right didn't exist."
Right.
But we're not going to touch open carry because you didn't request it. And historically, there was no right to conceal carry.
Right.
And people don't understand that. Like, you know, modern times, people say, well, I'd rather you conceal carry than open carry because open carry might scare some of the special snowflakes we've got out here. That even and sometimes with police, you know, you see these people that are refusing that these restaurants to serve police because they've got scary guns on them.
Right.
And those people have badges. But for the normal people that don't have badges and just open carry firearms, you know, it might scare someone. You might have a trigger warning, literally, no pun intended. But most people would probably prefer concealed carry. But in Hawaii, or in the Ninth Circuit at least, concealed carry is not a right. And the only right then we would have to bear arms, if we believe the founders meant the words that they used in the Constitution, and we should, then you have a right outside the home, and it's open carry.
Now, it used to be, in the old days, prior to the left and, you know, CNN and all these other people, that you had to have a reason and seek permission to conceal carry.
Right.
But open carry was never an issue until that's a sort of a modern times thing.
That's right. And basically, the concealed carry was seen as, why would you want to conceal your gun? You should go around in open and manly self-defense, letting people know that you're armed so that they can conduct themselves accordingly.
Right.
But now people are afraid.
Yeah, you know. What was old is now new again.
But, you know, whatever. You have a right. I don't care if it's open. I don't really care if it's concealed. You got a right to keep and bear. You can't blue pencil the Constitution, no matter how hard you want to. If you want to take it out, you got to do it the right way, and that's through a convention. You're not just going to have a judge sit there and strike through portions of text of the Constitution.
Well, but one point that you made earlier today is that even New Jersey actually issues some concealed carry permits. Certainly not what I would refer to as even a mild dusting of them, not a deluge. Nobody can get out there and say, oh, look at them. Look at New Jersey go. They actually do some. And then, you know, what did you tell me, about 400?
They issue this new draw. Oh, man, that state, I tell you what. New Jersey issues approximately 630 permits a year. They're given for 2-year increments. And you have to prove justifiable need. And the need in New Jersey is, it's not just enough that, you know, I come after you and I say, Bill, you know, I'm going to do you bodily harm. So
right.
You are afraid of me, and you go up to the police chief and say, you know, Stephen threatened me with bodily harm. And he said, well, has anything happened yet? And he said, no, he just threatened me. Well, did you file a police report? Well, no, I didn't. I mean, he just, you know, verbally threatened me. Well, nothing's happened yet. You're not going to get a permit.
Right.
So it's almost like you have to wait for someone to attack, rob, rape, murder you before you will meet their justifiable need standard to get a permit. It's messed up.
And this is coming out of 630 permits a year, and this is coming out of a state where until recently in New Jersey, if you were going to a range and you had your gun, you're going to the range, you could not stop to use the restroom at a convenience store.
You cannot stop to use the bathroom.
Nope.
And
you can't buy no water.
If you stopped to do that, or even to get gas, if you ran out of gas on the side of the road, you've deviated from your course. You're in trouble. I mean, these are some of the most illogical laws. I'll give you an example.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hold up on the example. I'm just looking at it. I'm too busy listening, and I should be watching the clock. We're coming up on the break. Stephen Stambolea, he is a attorney out of Mississippi. He is the co-counsel in the case, Young versus the State of Hawaii, where they've gotten a favorable ruling so far, but it is still ongoing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am in the middle of a fascinating conversation with attorney Stephen Stambolea, and I mispronounced it again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. No worries.
Okay. He is the co-counsel in the Young versus State of Hawaii case, which is ongoing because they've already the first go round. Is it fair to say you guys won that one?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a 2-1 decision. It was fully in our favor. And, you know, the I say the state of Hawaii is freaked out. but the state of Hawaii didn't litigate the case. The state of Hawaii filed a motion to dismiss it as a defendant and let the county handle it. So this is some of the most bizarre legal maneuvering when a state usually, I say usually because Hawaii is apparently different, has the responsibility to enforce and argue the constitutionality of their laws. Hawaii just left it to the county and said, county, go for it. And now, you know, they filed an amicus brief in the action, but they weren't a party or they're not a party because they were dismissed. It's really strange procedural posturing.
Right.
Like when we sued New Jersey, we sued the attorney general, and the attorney general, to the extent that they defended it, if you wanted to call it defense, in the Taser case, because they just pulled it as soon as we filed it. But, you know, they're the right people to come in and say that their statutes are constitutional, because legislative statutes are presumed to be constitutional until we can prove that they're not, right?
Right.
But Hawaii just said, meh, mahalo.
When you guys were... When you guys were getting set up to do this and everything, and you were taking this on, originally Mr. Young had nobody until he had Mr. Beck.
Correct.
Now there are certain, you know, there's a lot of gun rights organizations that have a lot of lawyers that have argued in front of the Supreme Court. Did any of them reach out to you and say, we want to help you?
During the time that Mr. Beck tried to get, you know, was about to take Mr. Young's case, Mr. Beck tried to find attorneys to take the case because, you know, his name's Alan Beck, but, you know, Alan was a newer attorney at the time and thought that Mr. Young could probably be better served by someone that did this line of work all the time but couldn't find anyone to do it. And he said, well, by God, if no one's going to do it, then I'm going to do it. And, you know, kudos to him. I've worked with Alan since probably late 2014, perhaps. I mean, he's a patriot. He's a former Marine, MMA, jiu-jitsu fighter. I mean, he's bad to the bone.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm getting the case right, but this almost sounds like that Matt Damon, Danny DeVito movie where these guys were taking this on and nobody thought they were going to win, and then they won anyway.
My cousin Vinny.
No, not My Cousin Vinny. That was, I believe this was called The Rainmaker.
God, I don't think I've seen that one. Well, this might feel like My Cousin Vinny, because I am a redneck from Mississippi. So
yeah, you know. That was Joe Pesci.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
So you guys went ahead and did this. It started out with Mr. Beck, and then you came on later. And,
yeah, I came on about 2015. Just to basically help with the, you know, final briefing. I mean, most of the briefing had already been done. We had the Peruta decision come out. We had some supplemental briefings. We have what are called supplemental authorities. So when we find cases that are cited either by state Supreme Courts or other courts of appeals, we would draft a small letter to the court and you know, review the case and submit that to the court and help it aid in their decision to the extent that it did. And then we went and argued it, and Alan argued the case and did just a tremendous job. And, you know what, 6 months and 12 days later, we got an opinion. Now, the county has asked for an additional 45 days, making their petition for rehearing or rehearing en banc due on September 14th. And what that means is most likely they're going to ask an 11-panel member of the court to hear the case, to rehear it, and presumably come up with a different opinion, which they could. But in order to find against us, they're going to have to create a circuit split and say,
well,
you have no right outside.
Yeah. Before we go into that, right, before we go into that. Now, since this, and let's be honest about this, this is like, this was a phenomenal hearing to come out of the Ninth Circuit, right?
It was good.
And I want to talk about why I think it is and what your thoughts are on this. But since all of this has happened, are you guys getting some help now from some of these people that have been in these trenches before? Now that you've done the heavy lifting, yeah.
We have been contacted. I can say that Mr. Young is very pleased with our work. and does not wish to employ additional counsel, and that is all I can say about that.
Well, I can't say as I blame him. I mean, you guys are winning it right now. And Mr. Young, the way Stephen describes Mr. Young is that Mr. Young essentially wanted to put on a utility belt, just festooned with everything that basically the cops carry: stun guns and tasers and pistols and all the other stuff that everybody else carries. Because, as Scalia said, all things like that are covered by the Second Amendment. He believes it. You believe it. Apparently, O'Scanlan believes it, because O'Scanlan was going in there. He was rolling pretty hard. So,
you know, we're bound by the Supreme Court precedent, and a bearable arm is protected under the Second Amendment. Period. Right. And we can even go so far as to say, even arms that weren't in existence when the Second Amendment was ratified, those arms are protected. You know, we have the Satano case from 2016. While it didn't hold that stun guns and tasers were protected, it seemed to suggest that eight justices of the Supreme Court felt strongly enough that they would be protected, you know, had the record been proper in front of them, that they remanded a case back to Massachusetts and said, for these reasons, Massachusetts, you didn't do a very good job in interpreting the Heller case. Go back and try again. Just because stun guns weren't invented when the Second Amendment was ratified doesn't mean they don't deserve Second Amendment protection. Because if you take that to its logical conclusion, we really shouldn't have a podcast. I shouldn't be on an iPhone right now. We shouldn't have computers. None of this would be free speech, right?
Right.
Because we didn't have all of this stuff back then.
Yeah.
Twitter should be illegal, or you should have to have a permit that's only given an exceptional need. Obviously,
we should be living like the Amish.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, really, who needs a car that goes 150 miles an hour when you can just drive an Accord or a horse and buggy?
Nobody has that need. Nobody has that need. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. Pronounce your last name.
Stambolia.
Stephen Stambolia.
There you go.
Stambolia. He is my guest. He is the co-counsel in this case. This is a case that has national ramifications and might, if it stands, then all of this need for national reciprocity, that goes straight out the door. That's why this case is so important. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
The five suspects accused of abusing 11 children at a New Mexico compound were training them to commit school shootings. That's at least according to prosecutors. Last week, the sheriff received a complaint that there's actually a shooting range on the compound. The sheriff said that's what broke the case wide open.
For me, that was the breaking point where I thought we finally had enough probable cause to put in an affidavit for a search warrant and present it to a district judge.
Today in Arlington, Virginia, the Army returned the dog tags to the sons of a soldier missing from the Korean War. Charles McDaniel's dad went missing from the Korean War when he was 3 years old.
We didn't expect this. We've had a few days. Suddenly, we were contacted by the Department of the Army, and they said, "We found one dog tag, and it's your father's."
McDaniel said this would help him and his family to put closure on their father's life. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
I am talking to Stephen Stambalia. Stambalia. Am I right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. He is a co-counsel in the Young versus State of Hawaii case. Now, for you guys, now I postulated this to you today. And I want to do that again while we're on the air. When one of the linchpins in this, and one of the things that you guys have got like a sword of Damocles hanging over their head, is the Peruta case.
Yeah.
And the Peruta case, when it went en banc, it went in a time when everybody thought, I mean, every Republican in this country thought the next president was going to be Hillary Clinton. And that she was going to be naming the, you know, with a, you know, Merrick Garland, he'd be like the grand poobah potentate of the Supreme Court. Who knows who comes after that? Maybe I don't know. But anyway, that's what they thought was going to happen. And that's, I kind of think, why the Peruta case went, why it went the way it went. Now, though, we have a moment where the Ninth Circuit, who, let's face it, a lot of people call that the Ninth Circus. They have a lot of their cases already overturned by the Supreme Court when they actually take them up. And this is going to be a case that if they don't go the right way, about the time you guys say, okay, we'll see you later, you guys are going to be going and talking to a Supreme Court that has Kavanaugh sitting on it, in addition to Gorsuch, in addition to Thomas, in addition to Alito, and they're going to be staring daggers at Roberts. And guess what happens then?
Well, you know, we need four. And for us
just to get it hurt, just to get hurt. Yeah.
And I mean, you know, New York, all these other states, New Jersey, they're going to be looking pretty hard at Hawaii and say, right now, this might just only affect you. You're going to make this all of our problems if you take it up higher. Because, you know, you've got states like California that it's obviously going to impact. And California has, a lot of people in it. But, you know, places like Arizona, Nevada, I mean, they don't have the same gun control issues that, other other states in the Ninth Circuit have. I mean, you can get a permit out there. If I wanted to get a permit in Washington, I could get a permit in Washington.
Right.
But it's just Hawaii and California that make it so difficult. But, you know, other states like New Jersey, they would rather hell freeze over than issue permits to their subjects. And the same with New York and New York City. And, you know, if I could just segue, I've got a case right now in New York, in the Northern District of New York, that I'm about to file a motion for summary judgment on a stun gun issue. They ban stun guns for their people.
Yeah.
And not only do they ban stun guns, they ban pepper spray over 0.6% OC capacity per volume, or OC percentage per volume. And it's like they want their, and I say subjects for a reason, to be as completely as defenseless as possible, and it disgusts me. In fact, I deposed one of their expert witnesses, this master taser instructor out of New York, and I was like, you know, you come in with whatever you're wearing, you know, your normal garb that, you know, normal police officers wear. I asked him to take out his pepper spray, and I said, would you read it to me? I don't have my glasses on. Would you read it to me? And he goes, well, it's 10% and it's 1 3/4 ounces. I said, well, do you know what New Yorkers are allowed to carry? He said, I don't. Okay. Well, they're allowed 0.6% by volume and 3/4 ounces of pepper spray. So why do you get to carry whatever number of that is more than they do? Plus a taser, plus a gun, plus two mags, plus a radio, which you can call for backup. It's crazy.
I can see your point. But the mindset is stunning. It's absolutely stunning. I agree with you on that. But let's go back to something real quick. If in order for this not to become a national subject where the Supreme Court decides it, the in-bank panel had better just leave it alone, correct?
Well, you know, I don't ever want to guess at what the Ninth Circuit to do, because your guess is as good as, or better, or anyone's guess is better than mine. I mean, I can game theory this out in a couple different ways that I'd rather not say publicly how they could handle it. But, you know, I think the Ninth Circuit's going to take it in bonk. I think that's pretty much a given.
Right.
But they can't say the right doesn't extend outside the home. I mean, I guess they can say that. But that almost guarantees that they're going to have a Supreme Court review of it, and, you know,
now explain,
all bets are off at that point.
Explain why the Peruta case, the prior decision with the Peruta case, explain why that's sort of a leverage point for you.
Well, the Peruta case went en banc, and it was held, it was denied cert by the Supreme Court. It held you have no right to conceal carry outside your home, and it specifically said, we are not passing judgment on whether you have a right to open carry outside your home. Well, fantastic, because Mr. Young asked for open carry as well as concealed carry, which is something that wasn't done in Peruta. So now we're going to make you Ninth Circuit. You decide. You tell us whether or not the right extends outside the home. You tell us, is it keep and bear, or is it only keep?
And that's a problem, isn't it? That's going to be a big problem for them. Because that,
sure.
Whichever way, I mean, you basically have them in a no-win situation.
It's going to be, I mean, obviously the courts are going to do what they're going to do. And I don't ever talk about judges in any way other than very honorably, because, you know, I like my bar license. But, you know, they're going to do whatever they're going to do. And then if we're not satisfied with the decision, we have support from LaRue Tactical, who has generously raised a good number of dollars for us. And we're going to fight this until there's no fight left.
I don't know, though. I'm just getting a sense that, you know, especially with D.C. Now, D.C., and this is where I'm wondering about the Ninth Circuit, because with D.C., you know, D.C. had this... they had been found over and over again. Well, this isn't constitutional. That's not constitutional. And after they got rid of all the, well, the people of D.C. are special people. And, you know, we live in a special place. And all after all the special things were moved aside, a bunch of people picked up the phone when it was time to move to the Supreme Court, pre-Gorsuch.
Yes, that's
and,
right.
And they, a lot of people picked up the phone and said, give up your fight and just start going shall issue.
Yeah.
Because if you lose, if you lose, then we're going to have to live with this too.
That's right.
So that's what I'm wondering how much of that's going to come into play with California and you know, who's going to make that phone call?
Well, you know, make the phone call or not. I have a, I won't say what he says, but I have an expert that just says, fight or you know what, we're going to get sweaty. So just pick which one you want to do. It doesn't matter which one you want to do to me. Just pick one. We're going to get sweaty either way.
Right.
And that's kind of where we are. You know, obviously, we want Mr. Young's rights vindicated. We want all of Hawaii's residents vindicated. And this opinion vindicates Mr. Young's right. And it vindicates the rights of everyone who's been denied a fundamental, enumerated constitutional right. If this was a First Amendment case, a race case, a discrimination case, a Voting Rights Act case, or any case other than this disfavored right case, it's not going to be in the court for this long. I mean, it just baffles my mind. He spent 21 years in the service, Mr. Young. I mean, are we going to have to spend 21 years in court to vindicate an enumerated constitutional right?
Who knows? Who knows?
I hope not.
We're coming up on the next break. Stephen Stambalia is a attorney out of Madison, Mississippi, who has a passion for firearms law, is fighting cases all over the country. And this very important one. This is one that will affect all of us one way or the other. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This is going to be one for the books, because I've been having a fascinating discussion with Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law in Madison, Mississippi. Stephen, just so you know, in the chat room, I got this. Sounds like these guys really need to stay on the job and not be corrupted or follow the advice of, quote, experienced lawyers who have not done so good as far as I am concerned, or we would not be where we are now.
You know, everyone loses cases. I've lost cases as
sure.
well. But you come across this one case where it's just nobody's going to do it. The big orgs refuse, and we don't have millions and millions of dollars backing us. We're two solo guys, solo practitioners. We work by ourselves for ourselves. And luckily, you know, we've banded together since 2014 or whatever year it was, and we filed a number of cases. We filed the machine gun cases in Texas and Pennsylvania, and we lost those, and we were told we were going to create this bad case law. And we actually created a case out in Texas called the Hollis case, which was the first circuit court of appeal to look at the Supreme Court case from Stefano and give us a better framework of how to determine what common use is, which we then used in all of our taser and stun gun cases that we filed. God, I mean, we've got an impressive list of victories on that. And I know that that's not a big issue to people that can carry, you know, a Glock 17 or a SIG or whatever else. But it is for those people that don't want to have to resort to lethal force or deadly force to be able to defend themselves. I mean, we took New Jersey's ban away by filing a complaint.
Well, I'm almost certain that banning non-lethal stuff probably has no opposition when it happens. So it's one of those low-hanging fruit items that they can go and get.
No, you're wrong. New York
really?
Is fighting us. New York told me. We're going to take
I'm talking Supreme about when they banned it. When they banned it, I'm almost certain that nobody said, "What you're banning pepper spray? Heaven forbid, we can't have this revolution in New York.
No peace in my time,
that kind of thing."
It's crazy stuff reading the legislative history on why they banned stun guns in New York, because someone that worked for New York used it on one of their secretaries. That was their reasoning. It was a state employee used a stun gun on his secretary.
Is he in the Gray Bar Hotel now?
I honestly don't know. It didn't name the person, but it's amazing to me how we get punished for the misused tools of others. And it's constant, and it's a constant fight. We don't have the funding that these big organizations have, but we have what they don't, and that's the will and the ability to move lightning quick. When we see something, we're going to do it. We don't have to go before a board. We don't have to talk for days and days and weeks. We're just going to go do it, bro. I mean, that's it.
You're just fighting for your client, and you don't have.
We're going to do it.
You're not fighting for the reputation of some organization. You're fighting for the rights of your client, which makes you very lightweight and flexible, doesn't it?
There you go.
Now, this, am I correct in my presumption of the importance of this case? Because I look at this as right up there with Heller.
It will be a big case if the Supreme Court takes it. It will be right up there with Heller.
Yeah.
It will be Heller, McDonald, and Young. Because what it's going to do is Heller established the individual right. McDonald incorporated against the state. Now we're going to get a case that says, oh, you have a right to carry outside your house. Concealed or open, I don't really care which one it is, but you have a right outside the home. You know, Heller said your right's most acute inside your home. It didn't say your right began and ended in your home, because that would be absurd. Why would you need bear in there if you just, I mean, you know, I can walk around with a gun in my house, but it doesn't make sense to talk about self-defense and the armed confrontation. I mean, who's going to confront me in my house? It doesn't seem like I'm going to be confronted here.
So when you're arguing these cases, does it ever come up that you guys look at Heller and you say, you know, why is it that the whole Heller part of it, the only thing you concentrate on the Heller part is the, you know, they're subject to reasonable regulation, and everything else falls by the wayside. And by the way, isn't this settled law like Roe versus Wade? Does that ever come
well,
up? I'm just curious.
See, you're talking about, and this is not my opinion, but the way that the courts have looked at the Second Amendment is just as Thomas said in the Sylvester case, the courts are looking at this like a disfavored right. Instead of abortion, which is not in the Constitution at all, but what has been read into the Constitution, and those cases get ruled on, you know, Ricky Tick. Second Amendment cases just kind of like, we'll get around to it. You know, public safety. I mean, people can argue abortion, and I think a heartbeat, you know, it's a human life. You're killing it for sure. I've got quite a few guns. I've never killed a person with it. I've killed one deer in my entire life. That's the only thing that I've actually killed with my guns.
Right.
Every time you get have an abortion, you actually kill something.
Right.
My guns don't kill anything yet. You know, they just rule very slowly and I don't understand it. I'm not taking a position on anything other than, I wish the courts treated the Second Amendment like they treat the First Amendment, like they treat the Fourth Amendment or the Fifth, or this quote unquote abortion right. That bothers me as a lawyer.
Will this.
And that probably didn't answer your question at all, and I apologize.
Well, no. The other thing I'm thinking now, typically we see these things in sort of spates. We've had the Colby case where they shot that down and everything else. We've had some other cases where they've gotten out there and held that there is no right for this and there is no right for that. With this, if this does not go forward, or if it does go forward and the Supremes slap it around like we anticipate that they would, you anticipated, I do too. I don't really know how it's going to work out, but we anticipate that would be the way it is just because of the new complexion of the Supreme Court. Do you think a lot of these cases would get heard again? Do you think a lot of these guys would say, oh, this is our time to move now, let's redo this?
Absolutely. And let me tell you what I would do immediately upon the Supreme Court saying you have a right outside your home. I would immediately file a case in New York where I'm licensed, and I would immediately file a case in New Jersey and get local counsel, because I'm not licensed there, saying we've got a right outside the home. Give it to me. You know, you're going to give me this right. Don't make me ask again.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, but see, this is the problem. It's like we had the 2016 opinion in Stefano, and it took us filing lawsuits in New Jersey to make them recognize a Supreme Court case. You know, it's not like all the other cases when Obergefell, the gay marriage case, came out. It's like, okay, all the state laws just kind of fall away, and gay marriage, law of the land, all 50 states, D.C., you know, Puerto Rico, everywhere. Second Amendment, it's like you got places like Hawaii, New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Westminster, Maryland, and New Orleans, Louisiana, of all places, that said, well, we still have a ban. So what are you going to do about it? Well, I'm going to sue you. That's what I'm going to do about it.
Yeah.
And it's, well, you know, D.C. had to be sued to overturn their stun-gun ban. George Wein did that.
Yeah. So we got about a minute and 40 seconds left. So let me just ask you this one last question. Is this case the one that takes gun control as we know it and the norms that they have established? Is this the one that drags everything out into the sun and sticks a stake in its heart?
You are going to be shocked at the number of people that get involved after they file their petition for rehearing, and I'll leave it at that. I'm not talking, you know, attorneys coming in on a white horse to save the day because we're doing a good job.
Right.
We're talking about states either going for us, going against us, Brady campaign, Giffords, Soros, Bloomberg, all of the anti-gunners are going to be out in force because this destroys their view. And at the
This is essentially the same outcome that they thought Clinton and Trump. This outcome is the same thing as the Trump victory, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, and we would expect on our side to see the same level of support that the anti-gunners are going to give Hawaii. And I'll leave that on the record. We expect to see that.
I'm good with that. That means that I will be contacting you again as things come to light. Of course, I know that there will be some things you can't discuss, but I really appreciate you coming on the show tonight to share this with us. Stephen Stambolia, you can find him at sdlaw.us.
Yeah, sdslaw.us.
sdslaw.us. Yeah. So go check him out. If you have a need, he'll show up. He's sort of like, and he doesn't wear a cape. Thank you, sir.
I don't wear a cape. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye.
Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted to talk.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.